Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of marriage, divorce, and remarriage, we were talking about some of the unscriptural theories that some people have on this very subject. Follow along as we continue that thought today. I can tell you, I've always applied these principles in the ministry without exception. And by the way, if anybody said that's not what he believes, if they said it here in my community, or if they said that out there across the United States somewhere, and you heard that from someone, you would know this. You would know that you're talking to either an ignorant person or a liar. Perhaps they're busybodies and sowers of discord, which God calls an abomination, just makes him sick. Or they simply don't know any better. Now, I always say, do your best to think the best of them. Give them the benefit of the doubt. They're just ignorant of the truth. They wouldn't purposely lie about a brother in Christ and distort it. Being ignorant is better than being a liar, a sower of discord, and on down the line. Now, there are different theories, and I say theories of marriage, divorce, and remarriage. So let me share some of those that I've heard in just the last year, okay? And their statement says this: Jesus never gave an exception clause. He meant that all divorce is wrong on both sides and for both parties, and that you cannot remarry. Now, some of us know people that did not want a divorce, refused to sign divorce papers, but the divorce was forced through the courts. Then there was others that said they can remarry another, but not if the other person from whom they are divorced has not remarried. They must remain single, even though that other person may have committed adultery and a host of other things. They must remain single until that person dies. Others have said, well, they can remarry, but they cannot remarry a person who is a virgin, be it male or female. The lady cannot remarry a man, and the man cannot remarry a lady if she is a virgin. And those are things that as I said earlier, I think those are found in Shemaiah 8 and verse 2. Okay, and I make fun of that, and I shouldn't, because it's terrible that people have been taught that, they believe that, and it's not scriptural. Some say, well, they can remarry if they divorce for a scriptural reason, but they cannot get remarried in the church to show agreement. It's all right to get remarried if the case is right, but not in a church. Now, I find that interesting. Charles Weigel wrote the song, No One Ever Cared For Me Like Jesus. Charles Weigel had gotten saved, and as the old timers used to say, he got a good dose of it. And he started to preach the Word of God. He had a great singer and a good songwriter, wrote many hymns. No One Ever Cared For Me Like Jesus is just one of the many that he wrote. Great writer, great singer. I had the privilege of hearing him sing when he was in his mid-90s, just about a year or two before he died. But you see, with him, he had a note from his wife to either quit all this Christian, this Jesus stuff, or I'm leaving. Well, he would not quit on Jesus and leave Jesus, and so she left him. He evidently had a belief that he could not remarry unless she died. Now, in all honesty, she didn't leave him over adultery. And I'm not sure if she ever remarried. I'd never heard the story on that. But she did die when he was somewhere near 60s or 70s, and he remarried then after she was dead, but not before then. He stood with what he believed, and I respect that. Even if I disagree with the belief, I respect the fact that he stood by what he believed. Now, may I add that divorce for him was not over adultery, but he stood by what he believed. Now, I want to lay this out before we start, that I am only going to consider biblical statements and words. These other things of different theories and so forth, I'm not going to refer to them for proving anything. I call those Shemaniah, okay? I want all of it to be the Word of God. And one thing, you can still disagree with me, but what I want you to know, that what I preach and teach here in this series is going to be based solely on the Word of God. And I must do that as a man of God, because that is the charge I have. You see, I'm only the messenger. My charge is, as a pastor, is to preach the Word. And I will give an account to God if I don't. You see, the Bible is the final instruction and authority for us on this side of heaven. Now, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 2, now let me tell you how that comes up. In 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17, the last two verses of that chapter says that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, is setting things right that were wrong, and for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, that is, spiritually mature. And that's God's goal for us, to be spiritually mature. All right? And that the man of God may be perfect, and that we also would be equipped unto all good works, okay? Now, he goes into all that in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verses 15 and 16. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to turn there and read that last verse where he says that the man of God may be perfect. Now, what I want you to notice there, he said the man of God. The book of Timothy is written to a pastor. So he says, I want that man of God to be perfect, to be mature spiritually, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That's what he wants from us. And then he says, I charge thee, therefore. Now, you've probably heard many preachers say, when you see the word therefore in the Bible, see what it's there for. And that's right. Now, there's a difference between the words wherefore and therefore in the Bible. And let me just use biblical examples again. We find in Romans 12, 1 and 2, I beseech you, therefore, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Therefore, just paint in your mind a picture of a starting point at letter A, and there's a goal down there at letter B. Now, there's a lot of distance between A and B, and so you're walking along there. And so God is saying, and we'll look at that distance as your journey in this life. God says, therefore, the idea of therefore is this, I want you to start doing this, or I want you to stop doing something, but I want you to start or stop whatever it is, and but do this as you go along your journey. You just keep heading towards that goal and do this, strengthen it, improve it as you go along until you reach your goal, which for us is that when we go to be with the Lord. Now, that is therefore. The word wherefore has the idea of take care of this right now. Take care of it completely. When he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. He's not saying, as you go along life's way, just gradually quit or just try to slow up and hopefully reach a point where you're not doing this anymore. No, he says, wherefore, come out. You do it right now. Come out from among them to be separate, saith the Lord. So there's a difference between therefore and wherefore. Now, in 2 Timothy, then, we go back. He says, I charge thee, therefore, because you're a man of God, because you belong to him, I'm telling you, therefore, as you go to rest life's journey, you've got the word of God. You've got the word of God for doctrine. So you've got to preach doctrine for reproof. You need reproof for correction. The word correction there comes from a Greek word that means to set a bone straight and to instruct in righteousness. Righteousness is obedience. And isn't that part of the Great Commission, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you? And so that is righteousness when people observe the things that the Bible tells us to do, that God told us to do through his word, the Bible. Now, so he's therefore, because he's got the word of God, and it is something that is to furnish him. 2 Timothy 2:15, again, the same pastor said, study this, show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, or rightly dividing the word of truth. So when you get here to chapter 4, verse 1, after all of that, he says, I charge thee, therefore. Who's doing the charging? Is it Paul? No, because every word is God-breathed. And we just read that in verse 16, just two verses earlier. So verse 1 here, chapter 4, is saying, I charge thee. This is the Holy Spirit of God. I charge, therefore, before God, that's speaking of the Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. It's an interesting, we see the Trinity involved here. Shows us the importance of all three involved in this. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now listen, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Okay, he's saying, okay, this is a judgment issue. This command is a judgment issue. Now let's listen to the command. He's going to tell us what it is. Preach the word. He doesn't tell them to preach philosophy. He doesn't tell them to preach psychology. He tells them to preach the word. Be instant. That means always ready. In season. Hey, when everybody likes. Out of season, when nobody wants to hear.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.